Thank you. I appreciate everyone's comments. One thing I want to point out, and I hope it's something that we can respect as a body, not just today, but moving forward, is if an idea or a concept is discussed in committee, and no doubt every single member of this board, this council, works diligently on their various committees. No doubt. I have full respect for the work that comes out of committee. However, it is perfectly acceptable and appropriate for council colleagues who don't sit on that committee mm-hmm. to question certain aspects of the findings and recommendations of that committee. That's actually our job, and that's what the taxpayers have elected us to do. So I appreciate, and I think last week I said several times that I appreciated the work of the committee, and my thoughts on the issue were no reflection at all on the work of the committee. Furthermore, if an item comes before us and then we give a recommendation and we have a debate, and the recommendation results in an item coming to us for a first reading and a second reading, the whole point of that gap in time is to allow an elected body to vet a particular idea, a proposal, a change with their citizenry, with their community, to study up on it, to find out what the vibe is, to see how they feel about it. Because the decisions that we make, when I press this button here, this is a decision I have to live with. It's my conscience, it's something that I have to be comfortable with. And if I express hesitation 1 week and do some more research and learn more about it, I'm not tied to what happened the week before. That's the whole point. That's why the system requires a first reading and a second reading. So, you know, I've heard this in the past, and I've tried really hard. I know it doesn't seem like it, but I do try to bite my lip when I hear things like, we already talked about this. Why are we talking about this again? The whole reason there's a first reading and a second reading is so that we can have an opportunity to further educate ourselves, and if there's an issue that we feel uncomfortable about it, to say it. And I started off this discussion tonight by saying, we can agree to disagree. I don't want to talk about it any further because I didn't want to make anyone feel uncomfortable. It's my personal belief is that fundraising and raising the limits adds noise in an area that we don't need. And I understand, I'm sure the committee did their research on what other cities do. And sometimes what other cities are doing is something that we can learn from and grow from and adopt in our own city. But sometimes we can simply say, we are Long Beach. We are different. We do things differently. We reject certain things that aren't healthy in other communities. Just because other communities are doing them doesn't mean they're healthy for us. And that's my opinion. So there are many things that the city of LA is doing that's fantastic and great and would be great for us to incorporate. There are a lot of things they're doing that I don't want to see here in the city of Long Beach. And I've had that attitude in my job, in everything in my life. You do what's right at the moment, not based on what everybody else is doing. So with that, I have a feeling I'm not going to be doing what everyone else is doing tonight, and that's okay. But when we're talking about, you know, we already went through this or this already went through, you know, every single time an item comes before us, it's an opportunity to express concern, support, hesitation, whatever the case may be. That's my right as a member of this council. And I'm going to exercise that right. I'm not going to be bullied into, we already talked about it, why are we talking about it again? I will talk about it until I feel like I don't need to talk about it anymore. And tonight I tried not to talk about it, for the record. So, thank you.
Councilwoman Price, I appreciate that. I think my comments were directed at Councilmember Richardson in expressing my own opinion that that's where I'm coming from, that I felt that it was a thorough discussion, and I'm satisfied with that. It is not to influence yours or anyone else's, but expressing my own. I oftentimes, as with everyone else, we all express our opinions differently, as you just did, and that was my way of expressing my opinion, that I have great appreciation for the work of the committee, as well as the discussion we had last week, and that I am satisfied with that. That is a personal opinion of mine, and I hope that the remarks you just made, you will ensure that you regard everyone else's way of expressing their opinion that way. That was mine.